Here meets town council together, and we apologize if it's inconvenient for some of y'all to have it this time of the month, but so be it. The invocation, we understand that Dan Keck is tied up, what, in Wilmington, Nancy? So I'll do it. Ready?
Reverend.
God grant us the ability to look over the town and not fight among one another. We hope that everything is well, and we hope that all the people that have lost loved ones in the last few days are remembered in our prayers. Thank you. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, if y'all will bear with us a few minutes, we need to go into a closed session today. If you'll make the motion.
I'll make a motion, closed session for interviewing legal services for planning and
zoning. Second. All in favor, say by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Be right back.
Thank you. Return to open session.
Second. All in favor, say by saying aye.
Aye.
And the reason?
Yeah.
Here we are.
That's right there.
Well, I said while we came, so we talked about legal services for planning and zoning board and adjustment. I think it's later on the agenda, isn't it? Yeah. Or do you want to do it now? Since we haven't set the agenda, you want to move it now to the and vote on it now?
Maybe you like
it. Sure.
And you can go?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see where's that on there.
Well, we'll do the agenda next.
Yeah.
Okay, approval of the consent agenda?
So we have set the agenda, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Note that you were handed a page to change in your book for the special meeting of July 8th, page 5. So that replaces the one, if it didn't get replaced in your book. Yeah. Emily, yours was already replaced when
okay.
I did them when they were up there.
Okay, adoption of the agenda.
So I make a motion we approve. Oh, I'm sorry. Make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Yeah. Make a motion, sir.
Second. Approval of the consent agenda.
Yeah.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
It's approved.
All right.
Now, do I have a motion to adopt the agenda without any changes?
I make a motion.
No, we'll change it.
I was going to change it.
There's the hearing coming up in Raleigh on, I believe, August 6th. Excuse me, on the insurance rate hearing, and I'd like to discuss whether or not anybody from the council will be attending.
And then I make a motion we move number one under old business approval contract for part-time legal services to the first, right after discussion and consideration of presentations to council.
Okay.
So before committee business, right? Before committee business.
Okay.
So you want me to second?
Okay. If you could.
Second.
Steve seconded it.
Sure. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Approved.
Did you get those two changes, Nancy?
Aye.
Okay. Discussion and consideration presentations to council. Mr. Newman. Thank you for coming tonight.
Certainly. And then I'll start by talking about something unrelated to me. She just brought it up. The insurance hearing has been postponed until October.
Okay. Oh,
that's right.
Good.
October 20th or something.
You got some time.
I'm good.
So I have to save you a
few minutes. So she talked about calling.
I'm Tyler Newman. I work for BASE, which represents the Home Builders Association of Wilmington. We also work for real estate development groups in Onslow, Pender, and Brunswick counties. What I'm talking to you today about is Waters of the United States. In the picture up on the left, I mean, I think we would all agree that the water going through Snow's Cut would be considered Waters of the United States. What I'm going to show you is that the proposal that's being made by the EPA and the Corps at the federal level would potentially impact not just what is seemingly obvious as waters of the U.S., but some of the areas to the right that are actually dry land and have trees on them and may be draining to that, or other areas within New Hanover County and frankly all across the U.S. It's a major issue. The EPA's contention is that it's going to clear up some ambiguities and save money on lawsuits in the future. I think that what I'm going to show you is that it's going to be a significant economic development issue across the U.S. So the lot up in the corner, due to the new rules, that's an interior lot in the city of Wilmington, and because of the soils on that lot, that could be considered waters of the United States. So when I talked about this earlier, the first bullet, you got rivers, streams, tidal waters, such are things we would agree are waters and, you know, would be regulated as waters under the Clean Water Act. The rule changes that are coming into effect, the first major one is the expansion of what is considered a wetland. Currently, you have to meet all three of these federal criteria right here, soils and hydrology and vegetation. As part of this rulemaking, the study that they based it on would make it so you use the Fish and Wildlife Service definition of a wetland. So it would be soils or hydrology or vegetation. Now, if you go to the example at the top, because of the soils on that lot right there, that trips it into what would be a wetland category, and therefore it would fall into the waters of the United States, I guess, jurisdiction. And then there's another section, which I'll talk about more at the bottom. So you've got the expansion of the wetlands, and then you've got new sections that are going to draw in other waters, or basically other lands, and it introduces terms like neighboring, adjacent. It talks about tributaries, talks about floodplains, which I think is important to each town, and it's going to start regulating ditches. So it's the combination of expansion of wetlands and then these other areas that haven't traditionally been regulated that are going to become a major problem. So this is an example. This is an interior example from the city of Wilmington. The area in green over here in the corner would be wetlands under the current rules, and everything in orange would be wetlands under the new rules.
I think...
But those are built on, right?
They are built on, yeah.
But I think this is when I had asked you where this was. I think it's important that people know where this is, because I think it's more shocking that way.
This specific example is in Middle Sound. It's on Middle Sound Loop Road. It's on the interior side of Middle Sound Loop Road. The creek is further south of here. So this is not, frankly, on an island. This is the interior part of New Hanover County. So we're not even talking about what I think is going to interest you in about 45 seconds. So this is an example of the impacts. And you're right, the question was, these are already built on, that's true. But if because of the soils, somebody wanted to, put in a pool, what have you, do you have to go get a 404 permit?
Right.
I discussed this morning at Carolina Beach, and their questions were, from the public works standpoint, it's a pain as it is to deal with the ditches and cleaning them out before and after storms, but if a ditch becomes the waters of the U.S., how in the world are you going to possibly do that?
Mm-hmm.
So
would it not mean that if I have one of those pieces, a lot in my hometown, and I tell my insurance company that I'm now living in a wetland?
I think the possibilities are endless. I honestly do. And I think the position we're in right now is trying to educate people. I talked about this in the Fort Waterway and Beach meeting last week, and we're really trying to get folks understanding. We talked about homeowners insurance and wind insurance and flood insurance, and all those things are great, but this has more unintended consequences than anybody has really put any thought into at this point.
Tyler,
yes, sir.
Where is it in the regulatory or the organization process?
I'll get to that in just a second. I got you, I promise. So we talked just a second ago about the expansion of the definition of wetlands, the federal version versus the Fish and Wildlife version, and so anything with hydric soils will be tipped into a wetland. Everything in red has hydric soils according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So you got the entirety of Hyde County and Pamlico County and places like that And if you drill in down to our four counties, you can see that it's kind of red down here, based on that map right there. So the short version is, we're talking about, we're still trying to get our arms around what is going to be regulated, what is a wetland, what drains to a wetland, what is a tributary. We haven't even gotten into the permitting process and how somebody would move through that, how the town would move through that, how really anything's going to work after the rules potentially go into effect. Our environmental expert has said that it's the biggest expansion of EPA authority since the advent of the Clean Water Act. There's no discussion about fiscal impacts of the rule, and it's going to pretty much impact everybody. So these are the proposed rules. 1 through 4 are fairly well kind of what we have now. The new parts start with number 5, so all tributaries of the things above, which I'll talk about in a second. All waters, including wetlands, adjacent to water, so you get into that term adjacent. And then number 7 is a new one, which is other waters, including wetlands, that alone or in combination with other similarly situated waters in the region have a significant nexus. So then you've got the definition of region, and you've got other things in the region, and you've got the combination of all those things, which are going to tip basically dry areas into being waters. So just to talk about tributary for a quick second. Water does not lose its tributary status if there are man-made breaks. It can be natural, man-altered, man-made, including rivers, streams, lakes, embankments, canals, and ditches. So the discussion today of the road was, all right, the lake at Carolina Beach and all the ditches that drain into it and everything that drains into those ditches that drains into the lake. Like, how far out can you go when you're talking about that, and how far, if the town wants to go in and clean out the lake, you know, how are you going to deal with that? So some of the other new definitions, you got adjacent, you got neighboring, you've got riparian areas. I think the important one down here for y'all is floodplain. Coastal areas that are inundated during periods of moderate to high water flows. Being able to determine the scope of what that means, I think, is going to be important. So the public comment period was supposed to have ended today. The rules could have technically gone into effect today, the way that this rulemaking has been promulgated. It's been kicked out until October the 20th. They've gotten, I'll show you in a second, but they've gotten hundreds of thousands of comments already. Realistically, the folks that can stop this, the folks that can change this, are the EPA, the Corps, and frankly, the President. And then Congress has some efforts to try to slow this down, but realistically, from what I've been told by one of our attorneys, is they can go through this comment process through October the 20th, and then on October 21st, if they think all their questions have been answered, they can advertise the rule as a final rule in the Federal Register, and we got what we got. So it's incumbent on all of us between now and October 20th to continue to talk to our federal elected officials about our concerns with this. So these are some of the letters of opposition that have already gone out. The one on the left is from the U.S. Conference of Mayors. The second one is from the National Association of Home Builders. Obviously, real estate development folks are concerned. A number of governors here, the third letter signed that, including McCrory. And then the letter on the right is from 230 members of Congress expressing their concerns. So there's already a widespread group of federal elected officials and folks across the U.S. that are expressing concerns with this. This is a bill that would defund the implementation of the rule. This was co-sponsored by Senator Burr, so he obviously understands the potential impacts of this. One of the concerns, I'll touch on this also, was up the street earlier today. The concern was, well, this assumes that it's going to go into effect, and we're just going to have to deal with it and then try to take the money back from them implementing it. Some of the elected officials up there didn't want to see it get that far. You know, don't have an emergency break as your only means to stop. But this is one of the things that's out there. There's a group at the state level working on this through the governor's office, the General Assembly, Diener. Ag groups obviously are significantly concerned about what's going on. And then from a what-to-do standpoint, I think education and discussion are significant. Folks understanding the impacts of what's going to happen. The town spending some time thinking about, you know, investments and things at the tax base and potential expansion of public services and how those might be impacted, maintenance issues that you currently have. Continuing to talk to our federal officials, Representative McIntyre, Representative Jones, Senator Burr, frankly, Senator Hagan understands it from an agriculture standpoint. She needs to hear it from our towns and municipalities and counties that it's going to impact y'all also, and then get public comment in before October the 20th. This is the portal that you go to on regulations.gov to submit comments. You can submit them via email. You can submit them by cutting and pasting them here. When I took this screen grab the other day, they had already gotten a couple hundred thousand folks that had emailed in. So that's an ongoing effort. And then what we've tried to do on our website at ncbase.org is I set up this tab over here, Waters of the U.S., and as we get more information, as we get pictures, as we get examples, I'm trying to put them up there so that when the media calls and wants to learn more, or you know, somebody calls and has heard about it secondhand, I've got something I can email them pretty quickly and they can go read up on what we've got. That's it.
Thank you, Tyler. Here's one question. Is there any grassroots thing pushing this? I mean, I haven't met anybody who's really in support of doing this because it's going to shut down economies.
I was on WECT twice last week talking about this, and the Coastal Federation, Mike Jobs from the Coastal Federation, was speaking in favor of it from the standpoint that it adds clarity and that we need to protect the upland areas where water collects before it drains to the creeks, before it drains to the ocean, and that we all live downstream and we need to be cognizant of that. I understand that. I think we're talking about apples and oranges in a lot of respects.
When you were talking about the definitions at the very beginning, mm-hmm. what is the definition of a floodplain now compared to what they have?
My understanding is that's a new, adding the floodplain part in is new. So I'm not sure that there is a definition that they changed. I think that's an entirely new section of the rule. Right. So when you're talking about the other waters part, that's a new section, and then they get into neighboring and adjacent and all those other.
Yeah, because it sounds very vague.
And
that might be another.
It's another one of those that they will explain to us after they pass it, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think you're right.
Yes.
So I appreciate y'all giving me the chance
Thank
to come
you,
speak. Thanks
so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, can we have a copy of your presentation?
Sure, I'd love to.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tyler. John, would you like to talk to us, please? Very subcommittee. Okay.
My name is John Allen. I live at 181 Sea Watch. I'm your representative to the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization. And as part of that, I'm on the Ferry Subcommittee. And I just want to bring you a few minutes of where we are on that subcommittee as we prepare the draft 2040 plan dealing with the MPO. And this is an informational brief. I'm not looking for a resolution. I mean, you can make something, you can make statements. But just to give you a couple minutes of where we are. Do you have that slide that I sent? It's here.
She had come out of town unexpectedly.
I sent it to the Curie Beach town, not just to her personally, but she said she would. Only problem with a copy of it, unfortunately.
We have a copy for film. We're doing a copy. Sergeant, we can write on our copy, please.
Since I'm here. water.
Yes, sure.
Those are my property.
Go down. Okay. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
So before you see this picture, it's basically a map mm-hmm. of where our subcommittee is thinking about increasing ferry service in the area. Ferry, in this context, means water taxi.
Right.
Not more cars being transferred among different spots.
Oh, okay.
We're not doing anything with what's here off of our island over the south end today.
Right.
And any of the other car ferry service in the North Carolina.
So this is intra-island? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, you'll see in a moment, hopefully. We're proposing, well, let me get back to how this process is working. This is in the 2040 plan. However, sometime in the near future, there may be some dollars available that get put to the ferry part of the program. And we need to decide what we can do with those dollars. And we know we're not going to get much because the rules are 90%+ of the money that comes in for the intermodal study goes to roads and bridges. And then you've got bus activities, you've got bicycle activities, you've got ferry activities, you've got train activities. So when you get down to talking about the ferry, you're not going to get very much money on an annual basis. And so we're trying to build a program that you could start and continue working. Let me emphasize one more time, this is a draft. And even this map here may change by the time we get to publication of the book. Mm-hmm. The young lady who works for the WNPO and is our liaison on our subcommittee, Ms. Bethany Brindle, her task is to have a draft subsection by December. So we haven't even started putting pencil and paper yet on that. But as you can see, there's a hub in Belleville, a hub in Wilmington, that little number 5 up there, downtown. The number 2 with the star is there at Independence Boulevard. There will be a transfer point in Carolina Beach. And then the little 4 up in the top right is at Wrightsville Beach. And then the A, B, C, D, E are the routes. So there'll be 4 new hubs, 5 new routes. Again, emphasis on water taxi, not ferry with cars.
Have they decided or have they discussed about how much this is going to cost?
Yes, but it's going to go into the millions if you implemented the plan on that map. And we're even, you know, even right now, we're discussing what kind of watercraft and how does that play with the environment? Is it electric watercraft? Is it hover? Is it big? Is it small? Is it a 10 people capacity and run lots of them? Or is it 100 people capacity and you only run a few at certain times? Also, how will you interplay and it becomes more feasible if you're connecting the other intermodal types of transportation to these 5 locations? So I could go from drive down to Fort Fisher, park, take a boat up into Wilmington, have dinner, and come back. Those types of things. Is it going to be, as we grow, and you heard last council meeting, the gentleman that talked about the growth in the area up to 2040, 500,000 people, we're about 400,000 now. Is it dedicated to commuters? Do you have 2 different types of water taxi, one for commuters or later in the evening that you're doing commuting traffic, or is it more of a tourism thing? Lots of questions. So don't pin me down on those types of things. I just want, again, here's where we are. I represent the town of this subcommittee, and we're taking a look at it.
Does Carolina Beach have someone participating with you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, he was not at our last meeting where we...
But he gets copies and he's paying attention. Yes, okay, good. And he's active, right? He's,
yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Now, John, if I can ask you this, just so it, I assume they're also talking about then the towns, the parking facilities near these locations, and or some way for people when they get off of there to get into town, either taxi or bus. Or so they're looking at all the interconnecting stuff here.
Our little ferry subcommittee is not. But the greater MPO draft study is looking at all that. And we're trying to think through that big picture and not just say Little Marina and Carolina Beach is going to get a water taxi terminal. Mm-hmm. It only makes sense and maybe some growth if, okay, connecting with that is the way that I can get off of Carolina Beach. Maybe down here get dropped off and go in the house. So yes, sir, Craig, we're looking at all those parts, but it's a bigger picture to get the intermodal things connected to what we're talking about in Ferry. Another, besides the different crafts, we're looking at the different types of moor. Do you build a big transfer facility? Southport over to Ball Hill Island. Yeah. That's a great big building. Conference room, bathroom, luggage storage, the whole thing. Well, we may start with just a floating dock somewhere where you can just, the watercraft pulls up, you unload, head for shelter or something. So we see our long range plan as a growth thing too, that you're not going to get many, many millions of dollars. Go start building in five locations and buying ships and training people and going to all that all at one time.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Did you want to?
Yeah. You want to see the next thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we moved on the agenda the approval for part-time legal services. We have a great candidate which the council interviewed and feels very strongly about. Unless you guys have some other things, I'll make a motion.
Second.
Go ahead. I'll make a motion that we accept Jim Eldridge?
Yes, sir.
I want to say it right, and I'm horrible. As our legal practitioner for PNZ and the Board of Adjustments.
I second,
but doesn't that also include and back up for Andy?
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah. And back up for Mr. Canutas.
Okay.
And who seconded it?
Me.
Emily seconded it, Nancy. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. And James, we thank you for coming on board.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Welcome to Carrie Beach.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. So I'm going to stick around for a Board of Adjustment and DZC discussion, and then I'm going to run home and finish that personnel meeting.
Well, you might as well go because
there's no one here to
ask.
All right. Well, thank you all very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, sir.
Look forward to working with you.
Thanks. You betcha.
Sure. Thank you.
Discussion and consideration of committee business. Board of Adjustment, Community Center Committee. Now, I think they did Public Works is over there repairing some bathrooms or something the other day.
Okay, good.
Marketing Committee. They were supposed to amend their budget and then they just got 10% off every little thing that they.
Okay.
Now, you want to say anything about that?
No, because we didn't meet this month.
Right.
So
well, I mean,
we need to approve it?
They were supposed to present their revised budget to us, and they have not, and they have failed to do this.
Is it not? It's in
here. Yeah, there's a copy.
It's in our committee.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a copy in our committee.
Then it didn't come out.
Make a motion, we approve the amended budget.
I have a motion to have a second.
I would second that.
All in favor, signal any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Have we gotten any feedback from the TDA yet about that?
Carolina Beach cut theirs 10% too.
I know. Has the TDA said anything yet?
Nope.
Nancy, have we seen anything from the TDA?
Except their budget, have they met since then?
I'm sure they're talking.
I mean, they had a full meeting. Are they supposed to tomorrow or not?
They know, had it in Carolina Beach had a meeting, and anyway, they cut their budget by 10%.
No, I mean TDA.
Oh, you're asking TDA. I was just asking if we had any feedback. Okay. Well, we'll wait.
And they're not meeting this month?
Nothing I know of.
Okay.
Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, Nancy, would you please advertise for 3 new members, I think it is?
Could you tell us a little bit about that? I mean, you know, since we went through this stuff with the Environmental Committee, could the rest
Parks
of us might like to know what happened?
Parks and Recreation. Joan Van Ham and her husband decided to turn in their resignation along with Terry Chabot. And I think most of the problem was some problems she was having with the meetings and the fact that they could not drink, could not have light refreshment alcohol during the food in the park.
So maybe they know that
they still
can,
even though they're not on a committee.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, now they could. They can't, but I mean, now they don't have to set an example.
Right. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. They can still get arrested. Okay.
Yes, they can.
Right.
Yeah. So they can't legally.
That's right. That's what he said. They can't
legally. Planning and Zoning Commission. New. Shoreline Access. Tony. Oh,
man. Just have one thing. The fire department, lifeguards, added a new tower. And we have 9 towers now. And they added it at 1004.5. So we now need a new sign because it will be put on the road like the other ones, and we needed to have 0 on it. And the price of that is $34.73 plus tax. It's more than what we paid for the other ones, but
we only have one. Okay, Tony is asking to approve the purchase of 1 lifeguard tower sign, $34.73 plus tax.
Make a motion we approve it. It comes from the lifeguard fund. They can handle $34.
You can take it out of lifeguard committee.
Do I have a second?
Second.
So where's it coming from?
Lifeguard fund.
You want it out of the committee? Okay, so to request out of the committee, change my motion to make it come out of the committee.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Tony, I was down at the park the other night when they were having the turtle talk, and the ladies never mentioned that you have a sign on the beach side as well as the street side for in case somebody has an emergency, but they're going to start mentioning it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yeah, it is very important.
Yes.
And 911 has it on their records. Chief Cooper and myself went down to the 911 center, and they took a copy of our map that we had made, and they have it. So everything should be marked downtown.
They should.
Sides.
And when we have tourists, they should know, you know, where they're at. So
yeah.
Administration finance. No Ed? No. Building department. Fire department. Police department. Public Works Department. Nope. Discussion and consideration of old business. Port Waterway and Beach Commission update on Rue Moxby tax.
Okay. We had our meeting earlier this month, and 2 things came forward that I think we should be aware of as a council. The unincorporated funds that we were trying to use for inlet dredging and was the subject of Representative Ted Davis's bill that went through a variety of committees unchallenged, was actually challenged at finance. And at finance, they changed some of the bill. And the current understanding is is that the $1 million that is currently in that unincorporated ROT fund can be used for tourist type activity inclusive of inlet dredging. However, new monies which would come into ROT from the unincorporated area must follow the formula that was originally in the act, meaning 40% can be set aside for sand-related activity, and 60% will be set aside for other activities, tourism, promotion, things like that. So even though there was a degree of disappointment, there is still the $1 million, but now there is no real intent, I believe, to use it for a full dredging of the Carolina Beach Inlet. That's up for debate and discussion, is how to use that that $1 million. And if we use too much of it, the 40% is not going to add too much replenishment on a yearly basis. So it's helpful, but it does not solve the problem as we had anticipated it would solve.
So did they put another entity in charge of approving the budget of the 40%, or the TDA just has control of it? Are they going to have to build another committee again?
No, it's the same.
Have to
it follows back into the TDA process.
Mm-hmm. So that's the county commissioners?
Yes.
We're just going to get the county commissioners to do the same thing us and Carolina Beach are doing.
Right.
Until we get it worked out.
Yep. Second point I wanted to make is that the Ports and Waterways Commission, with me as the only dissenting vote,
but what? Steve wasn't there.
Well, Steve wasn't there, that's true. Our Carolina Beach representative.
But Leanne was, right? So nobody
was sitting on the board from Carolina Beach.
So Cheryl was the only board member.
Yeah.
Leanne was there and Dan was there.
They can't
but
vote.
They can't vote.
Yeah.
So what occurred was, we know that previously the new Hanover County Commission had approved a this year beach nourishment project for Carolina Beach. The county is no longer in support of that activity. And they're not in support of that activity based on the 3-year WERDA extension that was provided. They believe they can now move back into the standard format. Mm-hmm. Today out of McIntyre News, or yesterday out of McIntyre News, Representative McIntyre was able to get Carolina Beach a 15-year extension. And the language in the bill says something about all these projects will be get 15 years extension if they were successful sand reclamation projects. And Carolina Beach is viewed as some successful, which tells me that there must be some down the line that are not viewed as successful with that specific language in it. So right now, even though they have the extension, and even though in McIntyre's letter there was an additional renourishment, when I asked Bledsoe today, Layton, if that changed anything that the group had done, the answer came back no. So for the moment, there is no support for a current Carolina Beach nourishment. They will go back to the standard schedule along with us.
So what happened with the Corps engineers? Did they talk about where was the Corps on this?
Well, we met with the Corps, and this is the reason I was a negative vote. Yeah. The Corps said 250,000 cubic feet per year generally erode.
Right.
They said the construction costs year to year will probably go up.
Right.
They said that the money was dedicated today,
right,
but in this financial environment, it may not be dedicated next time.
They still were in favor of going forward.
They were in favor of going forward. They specifically said they were.
Is that the meeting that the mayors had with Chris?
Yeah, first, we had a meeting, then the Beach and Waterway met. We knew what was going on. Dan was visibly upset.
Right.
That they took it back away from him. But they Kudrow, God bless his little soul, said that the original deal was on the contingency that if they fully funded their beach renourishment in the future, that they would renege on their monies that they were going to put in.
What about the money from the state? What happened to it?
It's supposed to still be in there.
Right.
Nobody can guarantee that money.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in there.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
And it made Dan look like, he was beside himself, you know. And also at the meeting, Layton brought up that we had approved $4,950 for the beach dredging, and they'll probably get that this year. So yeah. This is hopefully the last time, who knows.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
That's the status on things going on for our island.
Yeah. Discussion and consideration of new business. People who have bought the property at 539 South Fort Fisher Boulevard would like to bury the cables in front of their house. And I talked to Sonny about this. They want to bury the cable and they'll go across one of the public accesses. And Sonny's okay with it. We have to give them the approval. The thing that I emphasized to the builder that would have to be done in the off season, and that's fine. So, can I have your council's approval?
Yeah, I talked to the fire chief. He's comfortable as well being an electrician, and it has to go 2 feet down. We have plenty of buried lines north, so I don't see any issues. I make a motion, we approve it.
I have a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
May I ask a question? Is there any stipulation that it needs to be after Labor Day?
Yes, in the off season after Labor Day. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Well, make a motion we approve it to occur after Labor Day.
That's what I told them. They're going to build a nice house down there.
Yeah.
About $5 million. Glass is expensive.
On this number three, is that what you were talking about? Is part of the $150,000? I mean, that is in our budget, right?
Yeah, that is.
That's in our budget.
Yeah.
That was already. Yes. Now, did you want to say anything about the insurance?
No, I just wondered. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. But I was just wondering why.
Emily, do you want to talk about it? Tell us about some insurance.
Okay, you said it was put off till October. I haven't seen that.
He said.
Yes, on the
okay.
Side.
Did he say what date?
I had seen something, but then he said theirs was put off till October 20th, and now.
Yeah, right.
He might have been confused.
I think so. So
talk about it like it's the short term one so we can make sure someone goes and
let's go August 6th.
Okay, there's a public hearing in Raleigh, August 6th. If it's like last time, it's from about 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. On the increases in homeowners insurance for the state of North Carolina. And just wondering if anybody plans to attend or if anybody does. Does anybody on the council have any words of wisdom of what you would like for the individuals to say?
Is that August 6th?
Yes.
Yes. I think it'd be important for us to be there. Just to make sure that Raleigh and Durham don't win and we don't.
Right, exactly right. Good luck.
Good luck with the insurance.
But I think it's the right thing, right?
Yeah.
So August 6th is a Wednesday, right?
Middle of the
week. We'll be drive up, attend it, and drive back. Yeah.
Like we did last time?
Yeah.
Okay. You driving again?
Sure.
Okay.
Cool. So I propose that any commissioners that want to go be funded. I make a motion because schedules, if it opens up and you can go.
Yep.
Can we do it that way, Nancy? We can approve up to all of us going, right? And then whoever
really
goes.
We wouldn't have anything but lunch and gas.
I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You want to tell us where we're going to fund that out of the government side, right? Out of our side?
Yeah.
So I make a motion that anyone can go.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor, say what I say, aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And if you guys have any thoughts, meanwhile, you know, send it out in email and Nancy.
We'll get with the...
Would you mind double checking to be sure they haven't changed the date?
Thank you. Can you just email us all the date again?
We'll and location.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure, I don't know where it is, so if you could email it to me again, I'd appreciate it.
We'll get with the lady about the insurance.
Make a motion to close, Mr. Mayor.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All right.
Ready. Nice job. You opposed it. Steve opposed that last one. He wants to hang out.
You understand?